Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha, Kakahiako. Welcome to the Crystal of Haiti Talk Story at 9 Hawaii time, high time radio show. I'm so glad that you could join us this morning. It's a beautiful day here in North Texas. My name is Crystal, and I'm one of your co-hosts. Our other co-host, Kaidi, will not be with us today, unfortunately. He has some things he needs to take care of. So, today's topic is overcoming fear with gratitude. And this is a Hawaiian spirituality show. We talk about things like ho'o, ponopono, lomi, lomi, trusting your na'au, trusting kinapua. Each week, we come together with our mana'o, our knowledge, and our experiences to share with you. So that way, life may be a little bit easier, knowing that you're not going through things alone. And Lord knows that we all have different issues from time to time, but everything comes together for a reason. Kaidi is the one that normally does our pule, which is a prayer. So I will, of course, be doing the prayer by myself, unless, of course, I say, okay, everybody, say your own prayer. No, just teasing. Anyway, so if you'll just bear with me, let's do just a real short pule. Mahalo Keakua, mahalo Na'amakua, mahalo Na'akapuna. Thank you so much for this beautiful day, this Thursday, November the 19th, 2016. We ask that you open up this space, open up our minds and our hearts, and allow us to receive the information from you freely and easily for us to understand, and to share what we learned today with each other, so that way we can walk our path, whatever that may be for each and every one of us. Mahalo ke akua, mahalo, mahalo, mahalo. When I wrote the topic, Overcoming Fear with Gratitude, I really didn't know exactly what this topic would entail. So I thought about it. I did a little bit of research, consulted my best friend, my husband, Lon. And, you know, it's such a good topic about overcoming fear. You know, we have so much going on around us. We have the unfortunate incident in Paris, France last week, and the sadness and the grief that it's caused for the families and the loved ones and the friends. But each of us have some type of fear that we're struggling with. You know, how the fear of flying, the fear of not having enough food in our bellies, the fear of not having a home or maybe losing our home to foreclosure, not having enough money just to pay the electric with the oncoming winter. You know, those are all legitimate fears that we overcome. But if any of you have followed Abraham Hicks, Esther Hicks, Jerry Hicks, and Abraham in the Law of Attraction, and even in the Bible, you know, it talks about you reap what you sow. The law of attraction is what you send out, you get back more of. And how do you get more something that you're not sure what you want because you're afraid, you're fearful? And the best way that I can tell you from my experiences is take it one moment at a time. You cannot live from fear living in the future. You have to be in the now and in the present. So what do you have to be grateful for now? You know, what can you show your gratitude for now? Kaidi and I have talked about gratitude in the past, on our past shows, about gratitude and being grateful for basic things that we take for granted. My wonderful husband, he's without the use of his left hand at the moment because he broke it. And so he's definitely grateful that he still has his hand, but it's in a cast. And so he's his right hand is having to overcompensate for not having full use of his left hand. He just recently got a new cast this week, and he has more mobility in his fingers than he did with his old cast. And you start with those simple things. Can you walk? If you can walk, there's a lot of people that cannot walk. But if you can walk, that's something we can be grateful for. If you can talk, that's something you can be grateful for. If you can hear, that's something you can be grateful for. Of course, my favorite, can you taste? Then, you can be grateful for the food you get to taste. Can you smell? Smell the fall air, the cool, the oncoming fall breeze. Yeah, there's a lot of things that we can be grateful for. So if we just take the moment and focus on the positive that we can have in our lives, then it makes it a little bit easier to overcome that fear. So you're going, but Crystal, I'm more fearful than what you're saying. And I understand that. I understand not having rent money or enough money to pay the utility bill. And how is gratitude going to help me? You know, well, maybe you can talk to your landlord or your mortgage company and work something out that way. The thing of it is if you go in with that positive, grateful attitude and show the appreciation, there's an opportunity, because your heart's full of love and gratitude, that the person can work with you. Maybe they can show you a program. Here in the United States, there's a lot of different programs for different things. You know, and there's programs to help with utility bills, with medical bills, pharmaceutical bills, mortgage, rent, that kind of thing. But if you don't know how to access it, then, of course, you're in that fear mode. And sometimes you think, it's only for this kind of people or that kind of people, but you're that kind of people or this kind of people. You have to ask. You don't know until you ask, you know. And yeah, maybe, unfortunately, you make a little too much money, but maybe you have enough friends that can help you out and say, look, I'm in a pinch, I'm in a bind, can you help me out? There's other organizations that could help you if you're having that financial crisis, that you're fearful of not being able to put enough food in your belly to help you with your electric. But you have to be willing to ask. You have to be willing to take this opportunity to put your pride away, because pride's, you know, it's good to be proudful. You know, I'm Hawaiian and I'm very proudful. But I also have enough sense to know if I'm in a situation that I'm not sure what I'm going to do, it's causing me stress, it's causing me fear, I can't sleep, if I have anxiety, I have to ask somebody. And there's other people around you that may have gone through the same experience. They're not going to necessarily advertise because they don't want people to know, or they don't want people to think less of them because they've had that experience, but they might know somebody. So ask your friends, ask your family. There's people that can help, but you have to be willing to take that step and ask for the help. If you're having troubles in eating disorders, for example, there are people that can help you with that, but you have to be willing to ask for the help. And that's how you're going to be overcoming fears, is by asking for the help. Also, I'm traveling again today, so if you're in the chat room, I'm very sorry. I'm on the iPad, so I do not have chat capabilities. But if you will please call into the show if you have any questions, if you're typing in the chat room, I'll be glad to vala'au with you online. And if you want to call in, feel free to do so. I'm
I love chatting with everyone. But overcoming fears, it just takes one little step of you being brave and asking for help. We are not designed to be alone. I have said that time and time again. We are traditionally tribal, but the village helps us. You know, the old saying, it takes a village to raise a child. We are still children. Doesn't matter what your age is, we're still children of the village. So have the courage to ask for the help, for people to come to your assistance. I know there's various programs. Do I know what they are? Haven't a clue, but I would at least start with your local health and human services department, because that's, I believe, part of the federal government here in the United States. But wherever you are, there's opportunities to get help if you're having a little bit of financial crisis or food crisis. I know here in the U.S. they have emergency welfare food system, and the churches also would have programs. And, yes, unfortunately, people do work our system. That's a given. However, the system is there for you when you need it. If you're having anxiety because of what you're hearing or seeing on the news, the terrorist, you know, everyone is talking about terrorism. And if you don't, you know, if you're not watching the news or not seeing it on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, it may not impact you as much. Violence in our world, unfortunately. And the other day I saw a thing that got my dander up, and I had to clear my emotion with why it got my dander up, because a person had said something to the effect of, you can't sing Kumbaya and make it go away. No, you can't sing Kumbaya and make it go away. However, you can push your fellow man around you to the person that you're in contact with, your friends, your family, your coworkers. If you're showing more positivity, holding love, holding space, in the physical spiritual world, we say, you know, we're holding space. What does that mean? What it means to me is that I'm choosing to be more loving and praying for them, for that loving light. And when I say I'm praying for them, I'm not praying that they're better people. I'm praying that God will give them what they need. Whatever Keakua and their life path is, that is what I'm praying for. And that is what the space I'm holding for. I'm holding for their highest and greatest good, whatever that is. I'm not saying, make them a better person, or I hope they die, or any of that stuff. All I'm doing is asking Keakua, God, Supreme Being, to get them in alignment with what is supposed to be for their highest and greatest good. I'm not judge and jury. So that's when I say, yeah, I'm holding space for them, whatever that is. A lot of times we allow these outside influences to clutter our mind, to clutter our hearts. And what does that do for you? It clutters your bowl of light. It clutters your thought process. It clutters your heart. And what do you need to do? As Kaivi and I have said, you know, in our past shows, cut the cord, empty the bowl of light. Let go of all of that opala, that trash. Yes, it's sad. It is horrible that we have these atrocities occurring worldwide. But we've had such atrocities in the past. From the beginning of time, there has been atrocities of this kind, of this magnitude. And we've survived through that. we continue to evolve. And how are we going to continue to evolve? By holding space of love for the highest and greatest good. Ta-da, end of show. No, just kidding. But if you stay in that mode of fear, of anxiety, of worry, law of attraction says you're going to get more what? Fear, anxiety. Is that what you really want? It really isn't. Or if it is, more power to you. You know, but for me, I want my life to be joyful and loving and encouraging. And I want to encourage others and empower others. The reason why Kaivi and I do this radio show each week, we hope that from our experiences, that it helps you get through your experiences a lot easier with more grace and ease. And if you're reaping what you're sowing, sow good seeds. There's a song by The Green called The Power in Your Words. Your words, your actions, your deeds, those are the things that leave legacies about you. And when you, yes, we're going to worry, we're going to be concerned, we're going to show compassion for atrocities. But if you're living your life in constant fear, you're going to get more fear. I don't want you to be in that zone. I want you to feel the love that you are, the state of being in love with yourself, in love with life, in love with Keokua, in love with just being. You don't have to do anything else, just be. Today, my husband and I took a little short drive before I started the show, and we're looking at the beauty in the nature of the trees. The trees don't stress about their leaves falling in the fall. They know that they let go of their leaves because it's no longer serving the tree, no longer serving them. And in the springtime, they will get their new buds, which will get their new leaves. And they continue their cycle of life. What we have to do. We have to let go of what's no longer serving our highest and greatest good. Allow that fear to go, to just let it go, let Keokua take care of it, transmute it back into love. And for you to realize that each day, each morning that when you wake is your new bud, your new growth, your new leaf. So today, you can turn over the new leaf and become the new bud and allow yourself to grow. And yes, you have legitimate fears. Sure, I'm acknowledging that. However, life's too short for us to be fearful. I just thought of that song. I forget who sings it, but it's one of those ones that kind of cracks you up. The song's I Love Spiders and Snakes. And the reason I was thinking about this is my husband had a friend that he's very afraid of spiders because he's gotten bit by a brown recluse. And I respect that because from what I understand, the brown recluse, a very formidable adversary. However, not all spiders are that way. All spiders are not brown recluse. All spiders are not black widow. All spiders are not sugarcane spiders or banana spiders. But they all serve purpose. I love my spiders on my property because they eat mosquitoes. I don't like mosquitoes, but I'm not fearful of mosquitoes. Here in North Texas, we had serious West Nile virus outbreaks a few years back. And especially in the county that I live in, I'm out in the country, so of course I'm going to have more bugs than most people. And then the cities were, here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, were spraying by community for mosquitoes to, you know, kill the mosquitoes, so reduce or minimize the West Nile virus. And my husband says, well, you know, should we do this? I said, no, honey. You know, we can do what we can do, put on some type of a bug spray. I use the essential oils combination from Young Living to put on to deter mosquito bites. My husband, he prefers DEET products. And so that was our deterrent to rid ourselves of the possibility of getting mosquito bites. But it's only so effective. The mosquitoes are the funniest thing, because you may have thought you sprayed every inch of your body, but I promise you there's going to be one little spot that the mosquito is going to find, and he will bite you. And then next thing you know, you've got the little swelling and it itches, because that's the little allergic reaction from the mosquito bite. But if you killed all the spiders because you were afraid of all the spiders, they wouldn't be eating the mosquitoes. And so you'd have more mosquitoes. Why? I love spiders. But I don't love snakes. And yes, I'm fearful of snakes. We don't have snakes in Hawaii, so I don't know what is a good snake or what is a bad snake. And I would say I'm fearful of snakes. But they do serve purpose. I know there's snakes that eat mice and rats, but I also know that there are snakes that will bite me because I came into their zone. But you can't fault them for that. They're doing as nature intended. You come too close, I'll shake my rattle and tell you don't come any closer. You come closer, I might bite you. And that's their warning. That's their fear part. I don't know you. I know you as a predator. So I'm shaking my rattle, telling you, don't come any closer or I'll bite you. If you're smart, you heed the warning, because from what I understand, rattlesnake bites are dreadful. But you can't live in fear if you want to get out into the great Southwest or in the South, wherever these rattlesnakes could be, and see the wondrous beauty of the planet, right? So you have to overcome that fear, but you're cautious. You understand that nature is outside, and so if you're going to be outside in nature, you just have to be smart. Same thing with just overcoming your fear. And how would you know that snakes are scary and bite had it not been for somebody else that had the experience and shared it with you? But if we share it to the point to scare somebody so it draws fear as opposed to knowledge and information and learning, then we're causing disservice and causing pain. And that's one thing we don't want to do. We want to inform people, if you hear a rattlesnake, step away. There's better ways to do it. I am not a snake person, so contact your extension department maybe. I'm not sure who would be a snake authority person, maybe someone at the zoo. But, you know, there's key things that you can do to protect yourself and to take precaution. But you don't have to be fearful. I saw a post yesterday on Facebook that cracked me up. My cousin posted. She is so funny. It was a man jumping off a cliff, and there's this huge shark. The shark is photoshopped and blown huge, and he's jumping out of the water. It wasn't a great white. And the statement on the picture was, no worries, Hawaiians would be like, that's my amakua. And an amakua is a spirit guide. I'm sitting here laughing because we would jump in the water going, oh yeah, You know, that's my family's Amakua, because we believe that our spirit guides come to us not only in human form, but also in animal form, or in pohakus and stones. And so we all have our different belief systems as far as what we would allow us to not be fearful of. When I get into a fearful mode, because I do, you know, I'll let something bother me, I have to step back and go, okay, is this really my fear, or is this somebody else's fear imposed on me? And I have to step back and look and say, okay, what is it really causing me the pain? What is causing me to be fearful? What is causing me to be sad? And when you take the time and just break it through easy, just one little step at a time, then you can determine, oh, that's not mine. It's somebody else telling me that I'm supposed to be afraid. I'm trusting my na'au, trusting that inner guidance system that Kiakua gave us. And it says, no, that's not mine. That's not mine to be fearful of. That's not mine. But when we realize what is causing us pain, discomfort, heartache, then we can take the path. It doesn't happen overnight. It can take days, weeks, months, years. But, you know, as you learn to trust your na'au and to clear and cut your cords and open that bowl of light, you can see that brightness that you are, that state of being, that loving human being you are, that unconditional love you are, that we all came in with. We didn't come in to this planet, oh, well, I'm only going to love you on Tuesday, Thursday, and maybe on the third Sunday of the month that ends in zero, or the year, excuse me, the month and the year that ends in zero. No, we all came in this world with unconditional love. And our purpose is to learn things, yes. And so because of our environment and our belief system, we put conditions on our love. However, when you get back to that unconditional love, you have that sense of peace and tranquility and serenity and happiness and joy. It's because you make the choice. You get to choose. This is all part of free will. If you're choosing what you want in your life, then you get what you play for. So you may not know what triggered you to be in fear mode, but if you can recall what it was, or work with a therapist, a coach, someone to help you get through those emotions that are causing you fear, pain, and anxiety. So that way, they can help you figure out what that energy looks like, so when it happens again, you know what to do. You know how to get back to that centered point of unconditional love and how to get yourself back in your zone, whatever that is. My zone and your zone are going to be different. There's not two of us alike, even when we say twin flames. For those of you who don't know what a twin flame is, this is my Kanaka version of what a twin flame is. It's two soul beings connected together, and, you know, we'll cross our lifetimes many times together, you know. And sometimes a twin flame may also be a soulmate, that connection as well. But it's not necessarily the same thing, but it's supposed to be of the same soul. But that's why I'm saying there's not any two of us alike. So our emotions and our feelings are our own. There is no, how do I put this? There is no right or wrong in how we feel. It just is, because it belongs to you. Your emotions belong to you. My emotions belong to me. However, can get in a space of gratitude, because you cannot go from fear, pain, and anxiety to being woo-hoo, happy, and joyful. But if you just take one step and show gratitude for one thing that is going right, in spite of the fear, pain, anxiety, then you can see one. If you can see one thing, then you can see two things. And then when you see two, you probably can see three and four and five. But it takes you to start with just one thing that you can be grateful for. A lot of times we want to put the cart before the horse, I believe is the correct saying, instead of putting the horse in front of the cart. And if you try to hurry the process, you end up more frustrated, more fearful, and a lot more anxiety. But if you just take it in baby steps, and one, two, three, four, like the cha-cha or the tango. Yeah, I love cooking, so I'm going to add that in there. Or if you like cooking, you know, think of something that you're really good at and show some gratitude for that. Are you a great cook? Do you like to sing? I don't care if you don't think you can sing good. Do you like to sing? Just sing. Do you like to dance? Get out there and dance. If you like to go bowling, bowl, play tennis, all of those things that you like to do, do those when you're feeling fearful, pain, or anxiety. Those will help you take your mind off of it. And if you're excelling at it and doing well, then show some gratitude for it. So instead of being frightful over things that you have no control over, take control. It's your life. It's your rules. You remember, I think we talked about it. I'm not, probably around May or April. My sandbox, my rules. This is your sandbox, your rules. So if you don't want to be fearful, if you don't want to be in an anxiety, then let's not. But take it one step at a time. You know, it didn't take, you know, you didn't learn how to crawl or walk in a day. Now, if you ask your parents that, and they're going, oh my God, it was like in a minute. Well, sure, because now you're bigger or grown. And to them, you know, you grew too fast. But you did, you know, you struggled when you learned how to crawl. You struggled when you learned how to roll over from your tummy to your back or your back to your tummy. You struggled when you went from crawling to walking. You struggled, you know. But all those struggles are challenges, right? So when you learned that you could do those things, you were like, yee-haw, yippee, you know, yippee-yi-yo, I can do it. When you got that great report card and you came home so excited because all of the courses that you had to take and you struggled through those and made that A or made the B or made the C, or even made the D because you were making Fs before, but you did it. And you were able to overcome the fear and the anxiety and the pain of not doing it. And then sometimes you didn't make the grade that you wanted. You wanted a B, but got a C. Still passing. Could have been worse. Could have been an F, but you got a C. Be grateful. Next time, try better. That's all. But that's what it takes to be able to overcome the fear. To realize that there's other things in your lifetime that you have already overcome. And you did it one step at a time. Just like you are now. one step at a time. If you're in a hurry, the old cliche, haste makes waste, or the story of the tortoise and the hare. So we always feel like we're in a hurry because our society is like, hurry, you got to do this. Hurry, you got to do that. You got rush hour traffic. Who in the heck called it rush hour traffic in the first place? I'm sitting here thinking about that now. It's just traffic. You know, there's no such thing as rush hour because you're not going to get there any faster. You know, it's not like you have the beam me up Scotty button go, okay, beam me up to work, or the Jetsons little car that you can fly in the air. I'm waiting for either one of those days. That would be super cool. I am preferring the beam me up Scotty button because I would love the beam me up Scotty button just so I could, you know, go to Boston for some really good clam chowder, go to New York for some really good pizza, go to Chicago for some really good pizza, all in the same day if I wanted to go. I'm off subject now, but that's one of the buttons I'm looking forward to is the beam me up Scotty button, because that to me would be so cool to be able to just step into the little tube and go, okay, you know, Scotty, use a teleporter to get me point A or point B or point C. However, we don't have that technology yet. I understand that they are working on that technology. In the meantime, we use cars, trains, buses, planes, walk to get from point A to point B. And that's the same thing that you're doing when you're overcoming fear. You go from point A to point B. And from point B to point C. If you go from point A to point C, sometimes, not always, you do okay. But most of the time, it's just easier if you just go from point A to point B and allow yourself to go through your emotions of fear, pain, and anxiety, but also realize that you can overcome it, that you have the ability to heal the fear, pain, and anxiety. It's already in you. It's called unconditional love. Quit beating yourself up. You're smarter than you know. No one knows what you know. No one understands what you understand because it's you. And why do I share this? Because maybe you can share your story with someone else for them to understand it's going to be okay. But it's going to take a minute for them to figure out what caused the fear, pain, or anxiety, and for them to go from point A to point B. Sometimes they might need a helping hand, somebody that's been down the similar road. I've talked about being in a domestic violence situation with my ex, and that caused me a lot of fear, pain, and anxiety. I didn't realize that people could see the writing on the wall to anyone about it. I was embarrassed. I was shameful. How many times do you think I could walk into a closet door? What a ding-dong for me to think that people around me couldn't see what was going on. I did have a really fantastic boss in Bonnie Ellison. She and I worked together at the Northside School District in San Antonio, Texas. Phenomenal woman, phenomenal boss. And she saw it. She sat my happy butt in a chair and she says, how long are you going to take this? And of course, me being very proudful, I don't know what you're talking about. And she told me, you know, you're a beautiful young lady. You're smart. And you don't deserve this. And again, denial. What are you talking about? I haven't a clue what you're talking about. When are you going to quit letting him hit you? He's not hitting me. Well, you don't think we think that you walked into a door every other day, do you? Well, I did. Does not look like a door mark. Looks like a fist mark. So at some point, I had to start truth-telling to myself. And the truth-telling was, yep, I was getting beat up. Can't be telling the same story every week and saying, oh, yeah, I just walked into the door and laugh about it. Oh, I'm such a klutz. Being 5'9 and coming up through school, I thought I was a klutz for sure, but not in the aspect of getting walking into a closet door every other week or every other day or whatever the situation was. So by her being brave enough to have that conversation with me, to sit me down, tell me, it was her way of telling me she cared about me and that I needed to care about myself. And she told me, whatever you need, let me know. I'll be glad to help you. When you're ready to get out of the situation, let me know. I'll be glad to help you. So that's why I share my stories with you. So that way you can share your story, your experience with others. If you see somebody that's going through domestic violence and you've been in that situation and you know the signs, because those that have been through it know the signs. We know the stories that we tell, so that way no one else knows. But we know the stories. They're all similar. Oh, yeah, now I just tripped. Now, fell over the dog. Fell on the stairs. My heel caught this. Those are all just stories. So just change your story. You deserve it. Yeah, you're worthy. That's how you start overcoming the fear, is being honest with yourself. Telling yourself, I am unconditional love. I deserve a better experience. So you can get out there and get a better experience. So, sorry for the break there. So, what I'm going to ask you guys, I'm going to do a challenge with you guys. This is November. Everybody does the gratitude challenge in November, one thing they're grateful for every day. But my husband and I were very blessed to follow Dr. Wayne Dyer. I just loved him. His voice was that soothing of that fatherly, grandfatherly voice. And, you know, he admits he wasn't the most perfect man or the most perfect human being, but he was just sharing his story. And one of the things that my husband and I practice from watching his PBS show and reading his book, and I don't recall which book it was exactly. It's been probably 6 or 7 years ago that we caught it. And this is my challenge to you. Every night before you go to bed, when you're laying in your bed and you're a little bit stressed and you're worried about the next day, I want you to focus on 5 things you're grateful for. Dr. Dyer said, if you go to bed at night with 5 things that you're grateful for on your mind, your brain are marinating while you're sleeping for 5 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours, whatever it is that your sleep pattern, in gratitude. And when I give this challenge to my clients, I get the, I don't have 5 things I'm grateful for. What? What are you talking about? Start with the easiest things. If you can walk, talk, move your arms, can see, can smell, can hear, those are the easiest things, because if you've got those things, you've got a lot more than a lot of other people. So start with those. You know, thanks for a great sky. Thanks for being able to smell the rain, for the smell of the cooking. Oh, crud, I burnt the popcorn. You know, whatever. But, you know, start out with those basics. If you can't think of 5 things that you're grateful for, your children, your family, your parents. You know, my list, sometimes my list is a run-on sentence. You know, I'll start out with Mahalo Keakua for my husband, Ron. And my children. I have 3 dogs, 2 cats, a parrot, 4 chickens, a rooster. That's, you know, but I'm grateful for each one of them. They all do something different that brings me love and joy. I'm very grateful for all of them. Grateful for my parents. My parents are 79 years old. fun as heck, drive me crazy sometimes, but I'm so grateful I have them because I haven't a problem that I can't figure out on my own. I call them and ask them, hey, mom, dad, did this ever happen to you? They're there for me. Okay. I have grateful for my sibling, my brother and his wife, their five children, my cousins. I have a huge family. At our last family reunion, we had over 450 family members at our family reunion. Grateful for all of those. Grateful for my ancestors, you know, those that came before me, giving you ideas of things that you can be grateful for. I'm grateful for the trees that grow over my house. They give me shade in the summertime. In the fall, they give me leaves to rake. Why am I grateful for that? Because I get to be outside. I love being outside in nature. That's one of my fun things to do. Yeah, I got to rake leaves, put them in my compost pile. Big whoop-de-doo. But I get to do it outside and enjoy nature. So what is it that you love? What do you enjoy? What are you grateful for? So when you go to bed tonight, focus on five things that you're grateful for. Run-on sentences if you have to. I do. It doesn't matter. At least five. Most of the time, people are challenged with coming up with five because that is so not our norm. You know, when we go to bed, many of us pray, oh, dear God, please, I need that new job. But no gratitude for the job that you currently have. Yeah, maybe the boss isn't, you know, your cup of tea. Maybe you're not making as much money as you want. But show gratitude for what you already have. There's people out there looking for a job that would love your job that you have now. But you have to show gratitude for what you got now so you can get what you want. So that's my challenge for you guys this week. And not do it just for the month of November. Do it for the rest of your life. Start today, tonight, when you go to bed. Five things you're grateful for. Allow your brain to marinate in that gratitude. So when you're sleeping, you're not worried about the bill. Because you know why? It's going to get taken care of. Kekua is going to help you take care of that bill. Focus on what it is. And if any of you have followed my shows, you know I'm crazy as crazy can get sometimes. I'm grateful that I have an electric bill, that I have a water bill. You know why? Because I'm not paying for the electricity or the water itself. I'm paying for it to be delivered to my house. So all I have to do is flip on the light switch or turn the faucet on. Yeah, I know. Sounds crazy, right? So when I get the bill, yeah, sometimes I'm going, oops, watered too much this month, but oh well, I didn't have to go down to the creek and go get the water. All I had to do, turn on the faucet. So there, I'm grateful for the convenience. You know, at the turn of the 1900s, some homes had running water, some did not. Where do you think they had to go get the water? If they were lucky, they had a well in their yard, so they only had to go to the well. Others had to go down the creek or have somebody bring it to them. But they still had to pay for the delivery. That's what you're paying for. So your water bill, your electric bill, your gas bill, you're paying for it to be delivered to your home so you can have these modern conveniences. There's many people that are choosing to live off the grid. If you've watched any of the television shows in Alaska, a lot of the people, they live off of the grid. They don't have running water or indoor plumbing. And so those are modern conveniences that you're choosing to pay by living in town, per se, as opposed to, you know, outdoors, away, off the grid. These are all, you know, these are all choices that we get to make. These are all decisions we get to make. If you're struggling, you know, maybe downsize your home. There's a lot of people, they prefer the quantity of life, the quality of life as opposed to the quantity of life. You know, having things, having the $3,000 square foot house with a 3-car garage, and having to, you know, I've been reading about people moving to tiny houses. Now, I'm not sure I could do really well in a tiny house, but I know that my grandmother's home was very small, and she raised a large family. On both sides. My dad comes from, his natural family is 15, his adopted family is 9. My mother's family is 10 children. So, and they didn't build, you know, the average home size was less than 1,000 square feet back in the day. So these are all things that are possible, but you have to choose how you want to live your life, how you want your sandbox to look like. Quality of life do you want? These are all things that you can do to overcome fear, because it all starts with the unconditional love that's within you, allowing yourself to be grateful for all the things that you do have in your life. And in closing, I just want to thank you guys. You know, each and every week, Kaivi and I talk about the radio show as how it came about. I love Kaivi. I love his family. They're phenomenal human beings. And their love and unconditional support for me when I was in Oahu teaching classes last year and learning new things. I love learning, so was awesome. And because of his aloha spirit and his large aloha heart, I wanted to share the world with him and with you guys with him, because he is such a phenomenal person. And that is why I poked, prodded, begged, come on, Kaivi, we got to do this radio show. It's going to be so much fun. And it has been so much fun for us each and every week. And that's why we tell you guys, we are so grateful that you join us, whether you listen live or you listen on the replay. This is part of us showing gratitude. And last night I was looking at the statistics. I told my husband, I was like, oh, my God, I had 22 people listen to the replay. That's awesome. It was just me last week. Kaivi was out, and he's out again this week. And I'm so excited. If I only had one other person listen, I would have been just as excited. But I was so surprised that there were so many people that had listened to the replay. There were 10 people live, I believe is what the stat was, and 22 that listened to the replay. And it was like, oh, my goodness. Honey, can you believe that somebody stayed on the line and listened for that long? That's fabulous. I'm so grateful. And my husband said, see, because I told him, I don't even know if anybody's going to listen. But I show up. I talk from my heart. I'm being as authentic and true to myself and to you guys when I talk, and so is Kaivi. And that's why I wanted us to do this radio show, so that way I could share my mana'o, Kaivi could share his mana'o, and hopefully that will help you go through whatever challenges a little bit easier, for you guys to remember that you are unconditional love, that Kea'akua does not make junk, that you all are perfect by design, because we choose it to come into our sandbox. Sorry. Trying to regain thought here. I've got two things rushing into my head, so I got to slow it all down. But the gratitude is one of the largest emotions that I can share from my personal experience that has changed my life. Kaivi teaches me other people I know tease me, call me the queen of abundance, but it's because I show my gratitude. I am grateful for the funniest things because everything has purpose. And because I'm so grateful for every little thing that does happen to me, when I get stung by the wasp, there's a lesson in that. You know, when I stub my toe, there's a lesson in that. My husband says, you got to watch where you're going. Quit being in a hurry. And it's true. That's why. That's a lesson in why I stub my toe. But when I show the gratitude for everything in my life, that's when I get my abundance. Because I'm showing how grateful I am for the craziest little thing that happens in my life. And I get more crazy, fun adventures because of it. And we're almost through with the radio show. We've just got a few more minutes before I sign off. Thank you, you guys. You haven't a clue how much you mean to Sky Evie and I. And Sky Evie's been out for the last 3 weeks. I really appreciate you guys taking time out from your schedule listening to me. And I hope the information that I have been sharing with you guys has brought value to you guys and that it has helped in some way for you to help yourself or maybe to help someone else that you know that may be experiencing pain, anxiety, strife, fear, and that you can help them improve their quality of life, that we're helping you improve your quality of life. Life is too short for us to be unhappy. So just take one step, empty out that bowl, so that way all it is filled with just the light, that beautiful light that shines within you. My name is Crystal Kia Paul. You can reach me via email at crystal@alohacrystal.com. My website is alohacrystal.com. You can reach Kaivi at hoolafoundation@gmail.com, hoolafoundation@gmail.com. His website is hoolafoundation.com. The radio show's email is the number 9, hightime, H-I-T-I-M-E, @gmail.com. And the website is the number 9, hightime.com, H-I-T-I-M-E. Also, you guys are in for a treat next week. I am have for Thanksgiving. I recorded a session with Kanani Enos. She is a magnificent Hawaiian artist from Hawaii Island, from the South Kona district. She just released her second CD, Waiamau, and it's phenomenal. The CD is a compilation of her ancestry, the Hawaiian Portuguese, and her husband, Cesar. I'm not sure if he's Mexican or Latin American, but the influences in the combination of their music is amazing. It's not just traditional Hawaiian music, but it's also very spiritual and high lifting. It's going to talk to your soul. Each of the songs on the CD definitely awoke different parts of me. There were a couple of songs that reminded me of Kentucky, and I'm outside raking leaves in the front yard listening to it on my iPhone, and I'm sitting here going, why am I thinking of bluegrass? Well, it's because she's got a fiddler from bluegrass music. So next week is an interview with Kanani Enos, and we'll be talking about her CD and how music helps in healing. And that's going to be a pre-recorded session. So if you have any questions, save for the following week, because Kanani will be joining us and we'll be answering any questions you guys might have in regards to her new CD called Waiamau. Again, thank you guys so much for listening each and every week. If you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, my friend Rachel, Yoga by Rachel, she's having an event at the State Fair, or excuse me, at Fair Park, where the State Fair is held every year, and all the proceeds benefit the North Texas Food Bank. Yes, I'm going to plug my friends because they do great things. If you guys have anything that you're doing in your community and would like for us to plug it, shoot me an email to either crystal@alohacrystal.com or the number 9hometime@gmail.com. Either email addresses, I will receive it, and I will definitely plug whatever event that you have going on to benefit your community. She's going to have people talking about yoga, different health modalities, different booths and vendors. But everything, the event is free. All the donations go to benefit the North Texas Food Bank. So that's going to be a fabulous event on Sunday, November 22nd. Next week we have Thanksgiving. There is no reason why anyone in this country, here in the United States, goes hungry. Please, if you have a canned good that you're not going to eat, donate. If you're at the grocery store, donate $1 to the whatever food bank in your community. They have opportunities at the food bank that are going to help people that need it, and that dollar will go a lot further than what you think your dollar will go. So if you give up the cup of coffee wherever you, and just donate it. You know, nobody should go hungry in this country. This is a country here in the U.S. Wherever you're at, if you're listening to us overseas, if you have opportunities to help your community, work in a soup kitchen, benefit, donate, you know. Donate $1. It's not much money. You know, donate 50 cents, donate $0.25. You know, it'll make you feel better. You know, and the person that's going to receive it, and do it because you want to. I'm not, you know, let me not get you into the, oh, Crystal said I need to. No, do it because you want to. Do it because you know that in the kindness of your heart and in the love that you're going to put into the dollar or 25 cents or whatever you decide you're going to donate, energy, that positive love energy you're going to donate, that's not, the dollar's going to get them some food, but you're also donating energy and love from your well of love. And that goes down the line. They're going to feel that energy, and it might shift to make that difference that they need that day. Well, it's that time. So I'm going to get off of here and get on with the rest of my day. I wish everyone the very best in all that you do. And I hope today there was some benefit and some information that you were able to receive that will help you, family, friends, loved ones. Aloha, ahuiho, malama pono. Have a very beautiful day. And if you're traveling over this holiday, be safe.